Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nininem Hangsin. Governor of Nagaland Nandkishore Yadav said that the Northeast is a region of immense potential, with its youth poised to lead in diverse fields including education, technology, sports, culture and social service. Addressing the opening ceremony of the 9th Northeast Youth Festival 2026 at Chumukedima yesterday evening, the governor noted that as India moves towards the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047, the role of youth becomes increasingly significant. He emphasized that the energy, ideas and talents of young people are the driving forces behind innovation, progress and development. The governor urged young participants to act as ambassadors of their regions and represent their states with pride.
I encourage you, the role of youth becomes even more significant. Your energy, ideas, and talents are the driving forces behind innovation, progress, and development. Every decision you want to take, every act of service, and every creative expression contributes to enhancing the image of the Northeast.
Referring to the festival theme, Ashtalakshmi, celebrating eight forces of youth and progress, Governor Yadav said it reflects the dynamism and potential of the youth of the Northeast and promotes unity through collaboration and shared purpose. Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports Nagaland S. Kyoshu Yimchunger said, the festival provides an opportunity for young people to showcase their talents, exchange ideas and strengthen bonds of brotherhood and sisterhood. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, Shiv Ratan, praised the youth of the Northeast as among the most talented and culturally rich in the country. He added that the ministry remains committed to enabling youth to realize their full potential and contribute meaningfully to the national narrative. Highlights of the inaugural program included cultural dance performances by all eight Northeastern states and a martial arts demonstration by the Nagaland Panchak Silat team. The festival will conclude tomorrow. The Bal Aadhaar registration counter for children aged 0 to 5 years has been launched in Kohima. The facility, introduced through the Child Enrollment Light Client Kit, was inaugurated by Secretary Economics and Statistics Akunu S. Mease. The initiative aims to link birth registration with Aadhaar, ensuring every child is enrolled from birth. The department stated biometric data is not collected for children in the 0 to 5 age group. However, mandatory updates will be required once the child attains the ages of 5 and 15. Highlighting the importance of early enrollment, the department stated that bringing children into the national identity system at birth will enhance their inclusion in welfare schemes and enable more effective planning and delivery of child-centric programs. The public has been urged to take advantage of the facility by visiting the designated enrollment center at the directorate. Further, similar services will soon be extended to all district economics and statistics offices, with necessary procedures currently underway in coordination with the Unique Identification Authority of India. Nagaland government has directed all vehicles, both government and private, to remove unauthorized flags, emblems, names, symbols, stickers, seals and logos from registration plates within 4-5 days, failing which strict action will be taken against defaulters. Commissioner and Secretary Transport Nagaland Robert Longchari in a notification stated that the following instructions from the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways for strict enforcement of Rule 50 and Rule 51 of the Central Motor Vehicles Rules 1989. The office of the Nagaland State Human Rights Commission was inaugurated by Chairman of the Commission, Justice Retired Songkhup Tsung Serto, yesterday in Kohima. He also unveiled the Universal Declaration of Human Rights Display Board. Speaking on the occasion, Justice Serto thanked Chief Minister Niphu Rio for his support, noting that the Commission became functional in March 2023. He highlighted key initiatives, including visits to 9 districts to assess healthcare, education and public services, and recommendations to improve infrastructure, among others. The event also marked the release of the translation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights into recognized languages and dialects of Nagaland. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.